You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live from Radio City Music Hall in New York City on ESPN 850 WKNR and online at clevelandbrowns.com.
Just a little over 5 hours away from the 2014 NFL Draft. It's happening today. It is about to go down. I can't wait to see how this plays out for the Cleveland Browns. One bit of late-breaking news. Adam Schefter reporting that Houston is now locked in on its player and is not expecting a trade per sources. They're happy to sit at one and take the player that they want. A lot of speculation. It's going to be Clowney, most likely. John McClain reported that today here on ESPN 850 on The Really Big Show, so that would be what I would expect.
And, you know, here's the thing also to consider about what the Houston Texans are talking about here, because, you know, setting the price that they had for him, they basically went off of what took place in 2012 in the transaction between the Rams and the Redskins. And the standard there was the swapping of first-round picks with the Redskins, between the Rams and Redskins, and the Rams got a second-round selection, two future first-rounders in exchange for the second overall pick that was Robert Griffin III. So now you're talking about this year, and supposedly, and this was according to John McClain of the Chronicle, the Texans wanted to swap first-round picks, a first- and second-round pick in this year's draft, plus a first-round choice in 2015. Well, there are only two teams, the Rams and the Browns, that have an extra first round this year that could make this deal. So with neither of them expected to want to take, for the Rams, one spot up, and for the Browns, three spots up for that kind of price, makes no sense.
Makes no sense at all. This isn't for a transcendent quarterback, so they're not going to get what they want. Let's talk about our A-plus drafts for the Cleveland Browns today. And we could talk, you know, the first three picks. That's what I'll do. For me, it's if you stay at four, it's Evans or Watkins. If you move a little bit back in the first round, it's still Evans or Watkins, or the best cornerback on their board, 26, Theodore, and then 35, either get a wide receiver if you went corner first, a guy like Allen Robinson, or you get the best corner on the board at 35 if you went receiver first, Watkins or Evans.
All right, I'm still sticking with my quarterback scenario, and I say when they're all there and you get to pick all four, pick the guy you want, take Blake Bortles at number four overall, and then go down at 26 and take a wide receiver who is available at that time. And I'm sure there's going to be a good one, because there's some pretty good depth at the position, and I do think that the Browns would have an opportunity at 26 to get a Kelvin Benjamin from Florida State or somebody good who will still be on the board. And then I can see them hitting that corner and maybe Stanley Jean-Baptiste at 35, and that would be an ideal A-plus draft for me. But I like your scenario.
But we agree,
well,
quarterback, receiver, yep, cornerback, those are the picks. Those are the positions. Listen, folks, we are, like I said, just over 5 hours away from what should be a historic night for Ray Farmer, Mike Pettine, and the Cleveland Browns and all the Browns fans, as this team looks to put the pieces in place to give you the winner you have long deserved. I can't wait to see how this plays out.
I can't either. Want to thank Sal Palantonio from ESPN.
Yes.
Want to thank Jason Lacanfora from CBS Sports
quality stuff for joining
us. The quality stuff from him. Want to thank our outstanding producer, Jason Gibbs, and, of course, Scott Petrek from the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram. And Gibbs, and we want to thank you for hanging out with us. The exclusive information coming right from the source here, which is Radio City Music Hall, the site of the 2014 draft. And remember to go to clevelandbrowns.com. Check out all our great content that we're going to have throughout the night and into tomorrow and through the weekend coverage for you. We will talk to you again tomorrow. We'll be back in Berea. For Nathan, I'm Vic. This is Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford.
Draft day is
historic
here.
Draft night. Let's go.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.